Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormuz Fatakia, and it promises to be yet another day of very, very deep shade of green for our own markets, because the GIFT Nifty is indicating a 450-point gap up for our own markets as we speak, and it promises to be yet another fantastic day. Why is that so? That is because the Mahayuti, the ruling alliance in Maharashtra, has stormed back to power after a resounding win in the recently concluded state assembly elections, winning a massive 233 out of the 288 seats in the state assembly. The chief ministerial candidate will be decided today, but the markets had a slight bit of an inkling of this kind of a result on Friday itself, considering the moves that we saw on the benchmark indices. The Nifty was up 550 points. The Sensex also saw a very, very strong day of over 2,000 points. The FMCG index also contributed to the gain. So did IT. Every sectoral index was in the green. But this kind of a decisive mandate that the public has delivered for the Mahayuti Alliance will definitely ensure that the sentiment of the market remains positive at the start of this monthly expiry week for the Nifty. Well, you know, levels are kind of futile on a day like this, but it will be a gap up start. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now to the markets after we open gap up. We need to keep an eye out on the fact that it is a monthly expiry today, and also how the index heavyweights perform, particularly Reliance Industries, because Citi has upgraded Reliance to a buy and has raised its price target to 1530 rupees, saying that after a period of significant underperformance, the risk reward has turned favorable for Reliance Industries, and as a result, they have upgraded the stock to a buy. Remember, in Friday's trading session, it was Reliance Industries that led the gains, with contributing almost 70 points to the Nifty upside. So keep an eye out on Reliance Industries today. Of course, the eye will also be on the Adani Group stocks. Of course, the sentiment positive considering the Mahayuti win, but some more concerns coming in there, because the petitioner in the Hindenburg case has also filed a fresh petition in the Supreme Court saying that the malpractices are of a serious nature and should be investigated by Indian agencies. The group has also clarified that neither the company nor any of its units are involved in any airport project that is referred to in the media reports, and that comes on the back of the Kenya airport deal. Now, the contents of the Reuters media report with regards to any airport in Kenya do not pertain to the company or any of its subsidiaries, is what Adani has clarified in its official statement over the weekend. We'll keep an eye out on the Adani Group stocks as well. Zomato will be the one to watch out for today, and that is because it has received the shareholder approval for its 8500 crore QIP. What's more is that Zomato will now become a part of the Sensex, as it will be replacing JSW Steel in the index very shortly. Aurobindo Pharma, because its arm has entered into a collab and license agreement with a global pharma major for products across the respiratory therapeutic area. We keep an eye out on Aurobindo Pharma. Alembic Pharma is also in focus because the US FDA has issued a Form 483 with 5 procedural observations after an inspection at its solid oral formulations facility in Jarod. Keep an eye out on some PSU names, because Cochin Shipyard has signed an MOU with a US-based company. Wrights has won an order worth over 530 crores. And RVNL has received the letter of award for an Eastern Railway project. It is worth 837 crore rupees. And RVNL in this project has a 76% ownership. So keep an eye out on these PSU names. And lastly, Jyoti Structures. 500 crore rupees by way of rights issue, the board has given that its approval. So these are some of the stocks that you need to keep an eye out for. But of course, the focus will be on the index today. A start above 24,000 is what the GIFT Nifty is implying. It'll be interesting to see how much more can the indices move. It's almost a 1,000-point move in just 2 trading sessions for the index. The handover from Wall Street is a positive one. Asian markets are fairly okay. The dollar has cooled off after an 8-week rally, but crude prices remain a bit of a headache. But I guess that will remain confined to the sidelines today, considering the sentiment on the street. For now, it's a very, very positive start that the GIFT Nifty is indicating. Thank you so much for tuning in on this episode of the Market Buzz podcast. And for, of course, the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.